Chapter 17. And he said to his disciples, It is impossible that scandals should not come, but woe to him through whom they come. It were better for him if a millstone were hung about his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother sin, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if seven times in the day he sin against thee, and seven times in the day turn back to thee, saying, I repent, forgive him. And the apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord answered, If you have faith, even like a mustard seed, you will say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. But which of you is there, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, who will say to him on his return from the field, Come at once and recline at table? But will he not say to him, Prepare my supper, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterwards thou thyself shalt eat and drink? Does he thank that servant for doing what he commanded him? I do not think so. Even so you also, when you have done everything that was commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done what it was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as he was going to Jerusalem, that he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering a certain village, there met him 10 lepers who stood afar off and lifted up their voice, crying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, he said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass, as they were on their way, that they were made clean. But one of them, seeing that he was made clean, returned with a loud voice, glorifying God. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. But Jesus answered and said, Were not the 10 made clean, but where are the 9? Has no one been found to return and give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise, go thy way, for thy faith has saved thee. And on being asked by the Pharisees, When is the kingdom of God coming? He answered and said to them, The kingdom of God comes unawares. Neither will they say, Behold, here it is, or Behold, there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. But he said to the disciples, The days will come when you will long to see one day of the Son of Man, and will not see it. And they will say to you, Behold, here he is, Behold, there he is. Do not go, nor follow after them. For as the lightning, when it lightens, flashes from one end of the sky to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it came to pass in the days of Noah, even so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Or as it came to pass in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, they were buying and selling, they were planting and building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. In the same wise will it be on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that hour, let him who is on the housetop and his goods in the house not go down to take them away. And likewise, let him who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses it will preserve it. I say to you, on that night there will be two on one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. Two women will be grinding together. One will be taken, and the other will be left. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken, and the other will be left. And they answered and said to him, Where, Lord? He said to them, Wherever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together.